Books on Tape presents The Snakehead by Patrick Radden Keefe. Read by Theodore Chin.
In at least some parts of 19th century Norway, people called those who intended to emigrate Americans even before they left. Roger Daniels, Coming to America, A History of Immigration and Ethnicity in American Life. Chapter 1. Pilgrims. The ship made land at last, 100 yards off the Rockaway Peninsula, a slender skeletal finger of sand that forms a kind of barrier between the southern reaches of Brooklyn and Queens and the angry waters of the Atlantic. Dating back to the War of 1812, the people of New York erected battlements and positioned cannons along the beaches here to defend against foreign invasion. Even before white settlers arrived, the local Canarsie Indians had identified in the 11 miles of dunes and grass something proprietary and exclusive. Rockaway derives from the Canarsie word Rekuwaki, which means place of our own people. A single road runs down the center of the peninsula, past the Marine Parkway Bridge, which connects to the mainland, through the sleepy winterized bungalows of the Breezy Point Cooperative, right out to the western tip of Rockaway, where weekend anglers reel in stripers and blues. Looking south, past the beach at the Atlantic, you wouldn't know you were on the southern fringe of one of the biggest cities in the world. But turn your head the other way, out across the bay side of the peninsula, and there's Coney Island in the distance, the grotty old cyclone tracing a garish profile above the boardwalk. At 1:45 on a moonless Sunday morning, June 6, 1993, a single police cruiser...